You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this afternoon's Q&A program. It's a live broadcast from both the studios of Marcus Sahaba Online, Voice of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I'm here right here at the Durban studios, and Mufti Sahab is at the studios in Indonesia, and simulcast on Radio Al Ansar as well as on Sirius FM. Continuing with the Q&A program, Mufti Sahib, when one is making istikhara, should one be relying on one's dreams?
Remember that for istikhara, I always tell you, leave all this that you, when you read two rakat salat, you make dua, till day it's fine. But this whole business of going to sleep and see dreams and all that, there's nothing sunnah about that. That is just the opinion some ulama have mentioned. So we must always draw a distinction what is sunnah and what is the suggestions or opinions of ulama. Ka'in and mankan, they can be very great ulama, we got no doubt about that. But that is not a sunnah. So even now in the weekend, I told one person that come read with me. So he read. I said, read, Allahumma, our beloved Allah, you now. You got a proposal, or you want to go there to see that lady, or you want to buy a business or buy a car. Read now. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, khirli, khara, khire, khirli, you select the best for me. Wakhtarli, and you choose for me. The hadith in Tirmidhi, finish, your istikhara is done. What came in your heart? Must you go ahead? Alhamdulillah. It's no finish. So now I saw a dream, then in the dream also they got doubt and us and all that. Therefore, when people pose questions to me regarding dreams, I just tell them, kindly contact other ulama, because this ummah today has become a dreaming ummah. They just dream, no action really. So we need to become, you must remember, ummah that is decisive in our deeds, in our actions and all that, not a dreaming ummah. Yeah? Dreams got their place in Islam, we don't say no. But the way the ummah carries on today, you ask the lady, now what's your answer? You say, no, I'm still making istikhara. 1 week gone, they're still making istikhara. 2 weeks gone, they're still making istikhara. 3 weeks gone. So how long are you making istikhara? Then after 2 weeks, they say, no, my menses started, so now I have to start all over again. So dear makar, you know, totally confused, and the fuses also are blown and all these type of things. So just read, Allahumma khirli, waqtarli, and finish. You don't have to dream nothing. So that is my advice to you.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to perform the janazah salah while the mayyat or the janazah is in the hearse?
Regarding the previous question, remember that place at the dreams, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about it in various hadith kitabs. You will find Kitab Ru'ya, Mishkat Sharif and so forth, chapter on dreams and so forth. Books have been written. Imam Ibn Sirin, he was the master, you must remember, of interpretation of dreams and so forth. So one dream is Bisharat, Bushra. You see in the dream, you're going to the Kaaba, Musharrafa, you're going to Madinah Munawwara, Masjid Aqsa, Alhamdulillah. So all that will be glad tidings, good news. One is, you see, Tahdithun Nafs. This boy, instead of making Tasbih Fatima, Subhanallah, 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 Alhamdulillah, 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 Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Whole day is making Fatima, 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 that is his tasbih of Fatima. Because he went to go see that girl there whose name is Fatima, or Aisha, or Zainab, or whatever. So now tasbih of Jamila, he started. Jamila, Jamila, all. So you must remember that these type of chaps, now you ask him, bhai, how's your istikhara? He said, tip-top condition. I say, what happened? He said, I'm so positive. Whole day you thinking of her, or she's thinking of you. So then it was, you call that your own subconscious mind. So therefore, the answer came out like that. And third one is takhwifu shaitan. You woke up and you're perspiring and so forth. Then you start recalling, you know what, the guy came with the AK-47 and put that gun by my head and everything. And so many things happened and he wanted to blow my head off. So all those are the terrorism of shaitan. And you got too many terrorists today. State terrorism also going on. So Allah Ta'ala protect us. So that is what we should. Therefore, sleep with wudu. Sleep, read Qul Ya Kafirun, Qul Wallah, Qul Falak, Qul Bin Nas, Ayatul Kursi. Then Allah Jalla Wala will protect you from all this type of evil. Yes, it is very sad. In the past 2-3 weeks, I'm getting questions regarding this, that our Maulvis, you see, the Maulvis have become crooked. I mean, let us be honest about these things here. That's why you must understand, it's Sahih Hadith, you know, that the authentic Hadith of Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is this: you Ummah, you must seek Allah's protection min fitnatil Masihid Dajjal. We already starting, we're living in that age, you must remember that already. This is the Muqaddama, the introduction, so that we're growing so rapidly in that direction there already. So Nabi alayhi salam said, Hadith in Abu Dawood, before the big Dajjal comes, there will be 30 small Dajjals. And you can see them today. One guy's name is Foxy. And Foxy, real Foxy, that guy. So you must remember all these characters. So small Dajjals will be running around, roaming around and so forth. So the point I'm making is this, that Nabi alayhi salam taught us one of the biggest trials for this Ummah. Read and learn this dua. Allahumma Allahumma, O beloved Allah, inni a'udhu bika, O beloved Allah, I seek your protection, min fitnatil masihid dajjal, from the fitna and the trials and tribulation of masihid dajjal. Nabi Isa alayhi salam is called Masih. Why? Make masah. He rubbed, massage the people, they would be cured. Jesus, peace be upon him, the Messiah. And you must remember, he, the Dajjal, the Antichrist, the big shaitan, the biggest deceiver, his eyes will be damaged, both of them. One will be protruding out and one will be inside, will be damaged also. So therefore it's called Masih Dajjal. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Abu Dharr radiallahu an, you know, the time will come when imma imudillin, these maulvis, these ulama, these sheikh, these muftis, these scholars, they will be worse than even Dajjal. It's authentic Sahih Hadith in Musnad Ahmad. We're living in that time. I get call from here, I get call from here, I get call. What the Maulvis have started doing now, that he says, no, just bring the hearse in the mosque yard, bring it here and there. You don't have to take out, you understand, the janazah from the hearse. You don't have to place it on the floor. We will just read and you just go from here. So what are we trying to tell the people? We're trying to tell the people, nobody must go to the graveyard. Just that people, 5, 10 of you, 20 go, nobody else must go. Second one, we're going deliberately, intentionally against the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because we already creating that in the people's mind. That if you touch the janazah or something's going to happen, then maybe you also will get covered, you will get sick and so forth and so on and so. Can you imagine what unintended consequences, what results will happen? I give you one. Think properly, oh Maulvis, crooked Maulvis, I must call you. It's a shame and disgrace, actually. So you must remember that, see what Almighty Allah teaches us when we deliberately go against the teaching of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ Azabun Aleem. Let those people beware who go contrary to the teaching. Show me one time Sahaba put the body like that on the air and they just read, they never brought it to the ground. So you must remember this. So all that, you go against the command of Nabi alayhi salam deliberately. And to see Bahum Fitnatun, such a calamity will strike you. Already the calamity strike them. They're the same Maulvis who went to court and all that last year and to close our masajid. So remember, you'll find them doing all these crazy things. Oh, yusibahum azabun aleem. Oh, a painful, horrible punishment will afflict you. Surah 24, Surah Nur, verse number 63. You the people, my brother, my father, my mother passed away, and they do that, you must tell him, Mulisab, rather you move away, I'll read the janazah salat. Or we'll get somebody else. You must never allow them to do these things to you. Remember that nobody is doing us a favor. This, we must do things the proper way. When you do things against the teaching of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you're bringing fitna into the ummah. You're bringing more and more calamities, or you are waiting and inviting the punishment of Allah. Surah 24, verse number 63. And when you practice, you must remember the teaching of the Master alayhi salam. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you love Almighty Allah, fattabi'uni, then you follow me immaculately. Yuhibbukum Allah, then you will become beloved by Almighty Allah. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. So imagine. So how can we be doing this? This is not a question whether the janazah salat is done or not done. Yes, even if it's done, it's still makruh. So why must we do these type of things here? So it is repugnant and hated and detested. But you see, they are masters in looking for loopholes and all these type of things. A nation and a people who look for loopholes, the Jutlas, the Jews, Allah Jalla Wala transformed them into monkeys, Quran says. فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِينَ. Let me be very honest about these things here. These are the ulama esu, and these are the evil ulama who promote all these type of vices in our community.
Mufti Sahib, this person's dadi passed away, leaving behind one son and three daughters. How do you distribute to the heirs? How does the distribution take place?
Ma, Fafis Wadi, I was just drinking water. Just repeat that, you know, it's inheritance question. So just repeat it again, you must get everything straight.
No problem. Mufti Sahib, this person's dadi passed away, leaving behind one son and three daughters. How do we distribute to the heirs?
So mashallah, whenever a person passes away, whether it's dada, dadi, and there's no other heirs, and it's only one son and three daughters, so it's straightforward. Then you must remember the son will get 40%, and then remember 20, 20, 20 will go to the daughters. So that is how the 100% will be. So 40% to the son, because when you have one son, three daughters, so you make five shares. So 40% to the son and 20, 20, 20 to the three daughters, and try and sort the thing out, expedite everything. Whenever we hear of a mayyit, then remember, this is another big problem we have. You know, jahalat and ignorance is too much in our people. I told one family, when you're going to sort out the estate, they say, no, we're waiting for the 3 days, 40 days and all that. There's no such thing. You must wait for 3 days and 40 days and all that in Islam. All that is haram. Justice delayed is justice denied. You have to ensure when somebody passes away that your father, mother, somebody near, dear passed away. So you pay the people immediately. So my father, mother passed away, brother passed away. So we have to pay the people who arranged the grave, the coffin, shroud, all this type of thing, hearse, all the burial, funeral expenses. That's a different thing. We can use the deceased money from his or her estate, or I as a son, I as a friend, want to pay, so that's fine, there's no problem. But settle everything immediately. The debts of the deceased. Yeah, man, answer rahmak, man, what you worrying? I don't know if you understood that. Yeah, chalakare, we will be fix up things. No, you can't do that. You know what Nabi alayhi salam said? Nafsul mu'mini mu'allakatun biduyunihi hatta tuqza anhu. The person will not enter Jannah and paradise until and unless his or her debts are paid. So imagine, we say, no, we're going to wait 40 days. You go, oh, are you crazy or what? So you must remember these type of things. You must expedite matters. And whether it is personal debts or whether it is corporate business debts, everything must be expedited. And all these businesses today, you big, big ladies and big, big guys who are running millions and billions of rands and dollars business, then you say, no, it's in a trust, in a trust. All those trusts must be dissolved immediately when the person passes away. You can't have perpetual trust in Islam and it continues after that person dies. Remember that nicely. So we must be clear on all these issues here. Third one you must remember is wasiyah. Wasiyah is to bequeath for non-heirs, whether it's a person, Muslim or non-Muslim, or an organization. Obviously it must be doing good work and so forth, which is permissible in Islam. That for them, you're in maximum one 1/3 of the net estate, and then comes the shares of the heirs. So you take this case here, Dadi passed away, Allah give Jannatul Firdaus. So what you do, what should you, the children, grandchildren, whoever you are, children, read surah. Yesterday I met one brother there, after Zuhur Salat there in Trichat. Trichat is very good, namaz half past one day, you know, Zuhur time. So I went to the masjid, came back and all that. They told me one brother from India, Salim, I think his name, his father passed away. So I spoke to him, I say, Allah Ta'ala aapke walid sahab ko Jannatul Firdaus ata farmaye. I say, phone ka hai aapka? He say, idhar. I say, le aao. So I told him, bring your phone. So then on the phone, then I recorded the dua for him. I said, you tell your brothers, sisters, siblings, they must read this dua daily and abundantly. Rabbana filli wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. Surah chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. So I told him, you send it to whoever you want to now. So that is how nice, recorded for him, simple. So remember that these are the Quranic duas we must learn. And then second, sort out all the debts, everything. Third one, wasiyah. Wasiyah is for your adopted children and all those people who are not heirs, non-heirs. And fourth one will be the shares of the heirs. And everything must be done Islamically.
Mufti Sahib, the salah that is mentioned at the back of the waterfall Quran on improving memory, can it be read in Jamaat?
Remember to read Nafil Salat in Jamaat. According to Hanafis is not permissible. According to Shafi'is, it is permissible. So let's say for example a person is there, we got 101 students there in Cape Town of ours, mashallah, were studying in Darul Newcastle, Allah grant our Mawa Qasim Sema Jannatul Firdaus. So anyway, Maulana started 73, he passed away in 2007. So remember that most of the students when we were there, that they were from Cape Town and so forth. So the point I'm making is, now there's a HIFS teacher, right? So he tells all the students, Fanant, after Maghrib, tonight after Maghrib or after Isha, and it is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday, Thursday night. All of you must come here, we're going to read in Jamaat Salat. So according to Shafi, Zambalis and them is permissible. So he, the Imam, the Sheikh, the person who's the Qari Sahib, the Mukri, so he will read Surah Fatiha, then he will read Surah Yasin. Second rakat, he read Surah Fatiha, then Surah Dukhan. Third rakat, he will read Surah Fatiha, and then he will read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. Fourth rakat, he read Surah Fatiha, and then Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak Alladhi. So remember that it's fine, they can do it, and open Tirmidhi Sharif, you will find it in Fazailul Quran. Nabi alayhi salam addressed Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he complained his memory was getting weak. So Nabi alayhi salam said, Salatan, O Khamsan, O Saban, you do it for 3 weeks, 5 weeks, like that. So if they want to do that, it's fine. Hanafis say you can't do that, not permissible. So our advice to you, O Muslim, instead of killing time and wasting time, everybody should start learning these surahs. See, three lessons I teach you. Number one, you know, I was there when my father passed away, mother passed away, Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. Imagine your father, mother tells you at the last moment something. How much importance will you attach to it? You will say it, my father's wish, my mother's wish, provided it's something permissible, not something that's haram. So Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I'm giving you the references, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. Meri dili tamanna hai, it is my heart's desire, every one of you, male, female, adult and child, Arab, non-Arab, you by a heart Surah Yasin, chapter 36 and 83 verses. So imagine that. Everyone, do you know Surah Yasin, brother? You know Surah Yasin, sister? So you must learn it. Must don't mean compulsory in that sense. But if you want Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be pleased with you, then start immediately today. So every day, inshallah, before 1-2 months, you will know the whole surah. And 2 verses, 3 verses, 4 verses, hadith in Musnad al-Bazzar. And remember, for Surah Mulk, Tabarak al-Ladhi, chapter 67, 30 ayats, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the same thing. وددت أنها في قلب كل إنسان من أمتي. So every one of you by heart and memorize Surah Tabarak Alladhi, Surah Mulk, chapter 67, 30 ayats here. Use our leisure time for the pleasure of Allah. The hadith in Mustadrak Hakim, open Tafsir Ibn Kathir, also you will find it. Next one, all of you who are running Hifz classes, Allah Ta'ala reward you, you're doing a great sterling service. This is just a humble suggestion and appeal to all of you, that you know, you all got your own tariqah, your own system, whatever it is. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَا. The best of you are those who learn the Quran Sharif and you teach it to others, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. But why you don't teach these youngsters who are just starting, that learn Surah Yasin first, thereafter learn Surah Dukhan, thereafter learn Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, thereafter learn Surah Mulk, and then you tell them Thursday night of Jumu'ah, the night of Friday, after Maghrib, after Isha, they must read. Inshallah, quick they will become Hafiz and everything. You know Sheikh Saud Shuraim, the Imam of the Haram in Makkah, MashaAllah, in 84 he started. Those of you who were there for his Taraweeh and that in the 90s, subhanAllah, that was Taraweeh, the best in the world you could hear. So anyway, now they're all getting old, you know. So anyway, he became Hafiz in 6 months. My Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mohana Salimullah Khan Sahib Nawarullah Marqadahu, 27 days he became Hafiz. So 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago, he passed away, Hazrat. So you see, all these, Allah Ta'ala gave them that great memory. They practice and all these things there. So that's a good thing to do, and inshallah, then you will become pakka Hafiz, good Hafiz, and you must get rid of the TV. Once the TV comes, then the Quran gets weaker, because the shaitan is getting bigger and bigger. Now they say it's no more straight screen, now it is curved screen. Next one, I don't know which kind of screen they'll come about, you understand? So you can see the shaitan is taking the people further away. Allah protect us.
Mufti Sahib, this person wants to know, what are the wife's rights with regards to privacy from her in-laws? The in-laws enter her home in her absence, go through her belongings and cupboards and so on.
Absolutely haram. I can't believe this, you know. Because wherever I go, then it's like a doctor, you know. People see doctor, then they say, there's something wrong here, something. Well, doctors, they don't play, they charge them, you know. Yeah, you know, jazakallah business there and all that, yeah. The lawyer, you say, yeah, they speak what you want, I'll send you the bill just now. So this type of thing. If I say, shukran, jazakallah. Imam Abu Hanif, now last week I told one chap, you know, he got very upset. So, you see, I read Zohar Salat here in the masjid. Namaz is 12:45. And then by the time I leave, there is 1:00. And then I must start my tafsir 1:05. So I'm walking to my car, and I think everybody knows that I have to walk fast because I have to rush from the masjid here for my program. So this motor shouts, Assalamu alaikum. And best part, when I came out of the masjid, I greeted him already. And I told him before, you know what, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, in the book written, Wasaya Abi Hanifa. Imam Abu Hanifa, when he was giving wasiyat and advice, you know, to the people, his students, and then who are leaving now, he said, when this awam and this public and them, they make salam to you from the back and all that, you mustn't reply to them. They're making tawheen of knowledge. They're showing disrespect to knowledge. They're just taking you like a mufatiya, like, you know, in our terminology, we will say. So you mustn't answer them. So I told him, bhai, didn't I tell you before? It's a very bad habit you got. You just think we're walking around here, you can just call us anytime. So his face, he felt very bad. Because second, third time I'm telling them, you know. So you must never do that. You must remember, people got their own appointments, this, that. You will never do that with a lawyer, attorney, senior counsel. They put one account for you, your whole thing will come right, you know. You just treat everybody like, you know, we are beggars or something. So remember, knowledge got its own waqar. It got its own status and rank also. That's why Imam Abu Hanifa said, don't answer these kind of people. Anyway, so now I can't believe that. You know, when I go, then the daughter-in-law, mother-in-law will say. So I say, your daughter-in-law, mother-in-law stories will never end till day of Qiyamah. In Urdu, they got nice, they say, Meme Tutu. Meme Tutu means my. I say this, she say this, you say this. So how can you, this is one question I want to pose. How can you as a mother-in-law go into your daughter-in-law's room, That's one crime already without her permission. Then to go into her cupboard and then go see her underwear, go see what clothes she's wearing. Since when is all this permissible? Absolutely haram it is. And the person who's allowing all this, the son, the husband, where's your brains gone to? When your wife complains to you, can't you tell your mother, mommy, you're my mother, everything, but yeah, with respect, you're totally wrong. You went, you transgress all boundaries, all systems, everything. Therefore, when I said this initially 5-10 years ago, people were upset. But I repeat it. When the people had kacha homes, when they had homes that were all simple houses, then the hearts were pakka. Then one mother, she would bring up 10 sons, 10 daughter-in-laws, all stay there in the same house and all of them. There's only 3-4 bedrooms, they're sleeping here, all mixed up is all. Now the houses became pakka, the houses became all smart and too good, and the hearts became kacha, so the hearts have become very miserly, stingy. So now you must remember, it's best for you, even if a proposal comes for your daughter, sister, whoever, tell them from the start, we want separate. And that is your Islamic right. You must remember this, because today, once the mother-in-law, daughter-in-law go for one another, then you, the husband, it's your wife. You, the son, it's your mother. You'll be torn between loyalties. And these women, today I told my niece and them, you know, I say, why you call this a mother tongue? You know why they call mother tongue, Hafiz Wadi? They ask you, what's your mother tongue? You say Meman, or Surti, or Gujarati, or Urdu, or whatever, Portuguese, or what. Because the father got no time to speak. He doesn't feature. Mother just speaks all the time. So when the mother-in-law, daughter-in-law speak, then who can go in there? Nobody. So you must remember these things, yeah? That if you want to love peacefully, respect, give everybody their space, mother-in-laws, what you all are doing, absolutely haram it is. You must apologize to your daughter-in-law. That is totally unacceptable.
We say Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Saab. Already that brings us to the end of 1 hour of this afternoon's Q&A program. After the break, we'll be continuing right until 5 to 4. And this afternoon's Q&A program is brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely for the benefit of the Ummah. And we request du'as for Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and all the others that are ill, that Allah Ta'ala grant them complete shifa.